to see me, sir?
No, I didn't. In fact, this meeting isn't taking place. How long have you been head of security at Queen Consolidated, Josiah?
Going on 7 years now, sir.
Sounds about right. But what I'm about to tell you will test the bounds of your discretion. You're aware of the Queen's Gambit? Robert Queen's ill-fated yacht? I found it.
Sir, the boat went down in the North China Sea 5 years ago.
Which is why my discovery of its remains in a warehouse downtown was unexpected, to say the least. I want you to transfer those remains to a secure location. Can I count on you?
What's going on, sir?
That's very much what I'm trying to determine.
Thank you both for coming.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to get out of the house.
I'll cut right to it. Detective Lance arrested your client without consulting my office first. So, congratulations. I am willing to consider a plea in this case.
Absolutely not.
Mr. Queen spent 5 years in seclusion on a deserted island, cut off from civilization. It is quite possible he's suffering from some form of post-traumatic stress. Given that, we would support a plea of insanity, conditional on a period of indeterminate incarceration at a psychiatric facility.
No, thank you. I'm not crazy.
Finally, something we agree on. He's not a nut, he's a killing machine.
Actually, I'm neither.
There is nothing you can say to me that I would believe.
I'll take a polygraph.
Polygraphs are inadmissible.
In front of a jury. I'll take a polygraph in front of him. He's the one I need to convince.
I'm gonna need a minute. You're looking at life in prison. What Spencer just offered you is a gift.
I'm not crazy. I am innocent. I kind of want to take the polygraph. And if I take it and I fail, then I will consider making a deal.
Fine. I'll set up the poly. And I will tell Spencer that we're not pleading out. But Oliver, you have a family, friends, people who actually care about you. So don't for one second think that you're the only person with something to lose here. I'll be right back.